I can indeed, yes. Yeah. So we're really excited this year to have a dedicated sort of small marquee at the festival to talk about the DNA Museum, which is due to open in 2026. So every opportunity we get, I would say it's been a couple of years now since we've had the Maritime Festival, because it's every 2 years. We just want to have a chance to talk about what the galleries will be like, what kind of interpretation we'll have, and we'll have a small display within this this kind of tent at the festival. The focus will be really on really trying to give you an understanding of what we mean by the DNA Museum. Obviously, it's really about how we can, I suppose, really reflect, taking the inspiration from the word DNA, how this place, the people, how that's reflected through our history and through events that we've been part of, and how the landscape and the place and the people and the personality are all intertwined, and what kind of gives us its own unique DNA as a place and the people.
Derry is Derry's just steeped in culture and heritage. So much has happened in the city. So this will be a new way that people can have a look at it. You know, like everyone, I think nearly everyone has done the walls, but it's a different kind of immersive experience. So it might maybe draw a different crowd who wouldn't be into the usual kind of walk and talks.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be much more immersive. It's much more interactive. I suppose as museums have evolved over the years, there's a greater expectation, I suppose, from visitors to have a bit more of a deeper kind of experience when they go to museums. Yes, it's important, and we are very, very proud of our collections and all the objects that we have that we will put on display that will tell us about particularly the city and the wider district's role, perhaps in the port and immigration and migration, people coming and going, and big global events like the Battle of the Atlantic. But you're right, it's really about trying to give that a much more immersive feel, and where people feel that they can really connect more with what they're seeing and how it resonates with them today as well, whether they're a visitor to the city and area or whether they live here and work here. We were hoping that there'll be something there within the DNA Museum that will really connect people to the past, but also, as I say, give it a bit more of a context to the present and the future as well.